Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
Good morning, friends. Our preparation passage is excerpt number 33 in the lesson's study materials, and it goes as follows. Rav Ash writes to us, how can one muster the strength to overcome the body when he feels that the Shekhinah is in the dust? What joy can he receive from this work? Even more perplexing, how can one need and want work when he feels no taste in it? This would be understandable if he had no choice. We can understand when a person is forced to work, but how is it possible to want such a work which feels tasteless? And since he does not have the strength to overcome and feel joy in such a work, how can he serve the king in such a lowly state, when he feels the taste of dust while serving the king? Hence, in this regard, he does not ask the Creator to give him the revelation of his greatness so that he will feel a good taste in it. Rather, he asks the Creator to give him the strength to be able to overcome the body and work gladly, because now he can work only for the Creator, since the will to receive does not enjoy work that tastes like dust.
First of all, let's think about Henry, who's now in Moscow with the friends there. And the first question is, well, we're preparing for the lesson, and we want each friend to share what things the friends do during the lesson, how we behave, how we feel each other, and What of those things makes me rise above myself and adhere to thoughts of bestowal? So what things that the friends do help me rise above myself and adhere to bestowal?
What helps me a lot is to see friends who write down questions, and they write down Rav's comments, and try to show the entire ten how every word is important for them, and they want to always come back to the focus and to intentions. Everything that we hear in the lesson, later on we want to implement during the day.
The friends, that's
not something ordinary. Behind every friend I see the Creator. Yesterday we got to see a clip sent by a friend from Africa. What a special lack we saw in it. To see what hides, what special thing hides behind every friend. So there's this blanket of joy wrapping you in a network that we can connect to.
In truth, regarding the question, I think it very much depends on a preparation, and also seemingly on our devotion, dedication to the texts of Kabbalists. Because if the Creator is in the picture, if there is greatness of the Creator, then any little motion of the friends that awakens something in me, immediately I can tie it to the Creator and generate from it some requests, some prayer. Even if things that seem more negative, seemingly, it's even more so, they attach us to the Creator even more. So it depends on how much we bring the Creator into the lesson.
Let's say, if Gershon doesn't go out to smoke, yesterday he didn't. This week he hasn't been going out of the lesson to smoke. So that gives me greatness. A person who doesn't get up, or maybe does get up but comes back to the table quickly, that gives me greatness. A person who was in campus but is fighting even though he's falling asleep, that gives me greatness. Shy, asking questions, that also... I'm very sensitive to the things that friends do around me. And also if the friends don't play with their cell phones during the lesson, that also gives me greatness.
What helps me, what gives me greatness, is to see friends who integrate with other friends while they're asking. Seemingly they're feeling the entire lesson. At the peak of alertness and the focus, it doesn't matter what the topic is, they integrate into it, with it.
Difficult question, actually. I'm starting to look for all those things that I feel give me a desire to rise up, to transcend. And I feel that they don't happen during the lesson necessarily. I feel that they're happening in the 21 other hours, how a friend prepared himself for the lesson. What happens during the lesson, I don't know, it affects me a little less. There are some things that pull me down, perhaps, during the lesson. But to see a friend asking a question, having a lack, that's something that awakens me. Every time I hear a friend from the 10 asking a question, that awakens me.
Yuri, who goes out, it was yesterday, he stays here another hour in the morning, he stays another hour to work in the archive, or Chezi, who works, and Yossi, that work on the sound here. I think about Chezi to be with Rav on the line, always feeling the sound, and to be in the lesson at the same time, because it requires great sensitivity, that takes greatness.
Thank you, David. So now I forgot what I had to say, what I wanted to say, but... And most of all, what impresses me is seeing, like the examples David mentioned, where you feel the friend is overcoming. Perhaps he was in dissemination yesterday till late, or perhaps the subject we're studying now, maybe it's difficult for him, it doesn't speak to him at all, it's all dry in his mouth, but you see that he's coming out of himself and yearning, trying, making an effort. And the nice thing is that as time passes, we grow to know each other better, and we know what challenges face each friend. And when you see the friend coming out of himself, it compels you to also disconnect from yourself and to connect to the lesson.
Well, we have another question for workshop. We have 2 minutes left, so we'll answer quickly each one with 2 sentences. How will we take advantage of the lesson now for inner work between us and use the force of thought in the best possible way? Again, how will we take advantage of the lesson right now for inner work between us and use the force of thought in the best possible way?
Very simply, let's see all of the things that make me see the friend as disregarding what's happening here, dismissive, all the things that annoy me. I'll try to overcome all those. That's the place of work, that place of criticism. From there you can begin the proper inner work.
We can look at these 3 hours as though it's the only last lesson, an opportunity to give contentment and to simply give everything, an attack on these 3 hours.
to introduce the Creator as much as possible into the connection between us, into this gathering. He's behind the friends, exactly as Ido said. And then every small thing that makes me, that gives me some feeling of disquiet, discomfort, and so on, that's an opportunity to adhere to the Creator even more. And then everything a friend does, the Creator turns into impression, adhering to the goal.
I would like to play a game, this game, not to try to convince my beast to be impressed by the friends, but to perform actions as we learned yesterday above reason. Whatever we feel, whatever we know, whatever seems to us in our eyes, I'm not going to take care of that at all. I'm not going to convince or make excuses. Rather, I want us together to take the next degree, that this thing, the criticism, will stay down below. I'm not going to relate to it with all of its respect to it, that's its role. But above it, we create something strong, something new, connection between us. And that connection is what will enter spirituality. We don't have to forcefully drag the beast into it. It will not enter there. It's just a, you know, the hole, the size of the needle is not big enough for it.
To aim the tense power of thought towards thinking for the benefit of others, to magnify this covenant between us. We don't think of ourselves, only about the others.
I don't know.
Indeed, to try to be assisted by every situation. When we read excerpts from the sources, suddenly you recall there is a point where you awaken, it touches you, something that Rav says, something that a friend does, I don't know, a question, each and everything, try to use it.
Shut up.